The United Nations World Food Program warned Wednesday time is running out to avert a humanitarian food crisis. Jean-Pierre de Margerie is the WFP's representative in Pyongyang.
We have a bit of a perfect storm here because we have all these factors lining up.
The main factors are a dramatic spike in world food prices and the consequences of last year's severe North Korean flooding on harvests. De Margerie says prices for basic foods like corn and grain have at least doubled since last year. North Korea has experienced food shortages because of decades of self-imposed economic isolation, culminating in the mid-1990s when hundreds of thousands of North Koreans are estimated to have died of starvation. The WFP says North Korea was able to meet about 80% of its basic survival food requirements last year. De Margerie says this year the North will probably only produce about 60% of its basic needs. He says there are signs of severe strain on the North's public distribution system, or PDS, the government office responsible for providing food to citizens.
Officials, government officials at the local level, county level, provincial level, are telling us, maybe for the first time, that they're experiencing difficulties in ensuring that PDS dependents are receiving their ration. And they're telling us that there is a chance that they will have to suspend PDS distribution in the future. We've never heard this before.
The WFP is intensifying talks with donor nations who, according to De Margerie, are asking a lot of questions about North Korea's delays in nuclear weapons negotiations and recent bellicose rhetoric to the South. Last month, Pyongyang publicly threatened to turn South Korea into ashes. The North has cut off most official contacts with the South in disapproval over conservative President Lee Myung-bak's North Korea policies. The Lee administration says aid and economic cooperation with the South depends on the North fulfilling promises on nuclear disarmament. Since Mr. Lee's February inauguration, the North has gone without the massive transfers of South Korean rice and fertilizer it had received for years under other administrations. De Margerie says unless the North receives fertilizer soon, it may have to prepare for another bad harvest in the near future. The United States is preparing a donation of 500,000 tons of grain to North Korea this month via the World Food Program. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.